Hello, women of power and spirit. Today I'm sharing with you a prescription that is from November 6, 2018. As you walk the path of releasing, notice how beautiful it is to let go. Today I want to talk with you about when our loved ones cross over to the other side. I don't know if you know, but winter time is the season in which most, or I should say more, people cross over than any other time of year. I was reading a report at WebMD from 2004, and here's what it looks like. Quote, researchers found that more heart-related deaths occurred on December 25th than any other day of the year among people not already in the hospital. The second largest number of deaths was on the day after Christmas, and the third highest peak occurred on New Year's Day, end quote. To be clear, cardiac-related and non-cardiac-related deaths occur at this time of year, and it seems the number one cause of death during this season is heart-related. So what can we learn from this? Well, first of all, we should be tending to our hearts, huh? And that's one of the things we're doing here in the Women of Power and Spirit circles. Keeping your spiritual and emotional well-being well cared for. Now, while you are taking care of yourself, your capacity to love, your capacity to receive love, keep in mind, this is the second thing I think that's important to remember. Keep in mind that others may be having a difficult time during the holidays. I would recommend that you try to keep your expectations of them down. The heart is sensitive, and especially when it's being triggered. If you get triggered around family, you can be sure they do too. So if you expect your family, your friends to be who they are, you're going to find, as we've talked about in previous sessions, if you keep your expectations down and you don't put pressure on them to change to meet your needs, you can really reduce the stress of the holidays. And that means less pressure on the heart. Acceptance is a powerful healing balm. To be simply accepted as you are and loved in your imperfection and your perfection is a huge, huge gift to someone else. Number three, while it is traditionally a festive time, you might find yourself mourning during the holidays instead of celebrating. Because, of course, if someone has crossed over, the family gathers around to say goodbye to a loved one, or they're just finding out that someone they care about has recently died. And giving ourselves permission to be in the state of mourning that we are in allows us to find a different flavor or quality of love through this relationship with the mourning. There is love in all of our emotions if we let that love come through. And so it's a time to consider being gentle with yourself and others, not expecting you or the people around you to celebrate when that's not how you're feeling. And also to be careful of those thoughts that, oh my God, from here on out, holidays are always going to be this sad occasion. That simply doesn't have to be the case. Mourning is a gift we give to ourselves, and we don't need to mourn endlessly. We need to honor what we're feeling in the moment, honor that individual's life, and honor that life here on earth does go on. And one of the greatest ways that you can truly honor a loved one's crossing is to live life fully and that will include celebrating the holidays in years to come. The fourth thing we can learn. When a loved one dies, it is the perfect time to reflect on the qualities that made them amazing. You don't have to deeply love someone or even like them to be able to identify at least one quality you liked. That quality may very well be something unique about them. And if it was unique about them and it caused you to feel good in any way, that made them amazing. Most of us do not meet our challenges in life as well as we'd hoped we would before we came to Earth. But many of us get at least one or two things right, and those are worth noting. It's part of what you inherit from those who have in some way touched your life. As a reminder from a couple of weeks ago, remember to be gentle and kind with yourself and others. You may not know that they have recently lost someone or are about to lose someone, but your gentleness and kindness will help ease the way for them. This is a particularly important time with our elderly parents, who, as they are getting older, tend to regularly lose their friends and family members. And that can stimulate a fear of their own crossing. It's much more present for them than it is for those of us who are younger. And our sensitivity to that can be very, very helpful. They may have just lost someone that they care about. And they want to know that they have made in some way a positive difference in your life. So as you can, let them celebrate their accomplishments with you. It honors your life and it honors theirs. You see, when we cross over, when we stay here for a little while on the other side, we're staying here in part to discover if indeed we made a difference somewhere. In what ways did our lives have positive effect? So if you can let your loved ones here know that now, and your elderly parents and grandparents, if you let them know that now, that is a huge, huge gift to them. And you may, in doing so, help to ease their time, ease their hearts during this very vulnerable season. There is a lovely book you might want to pick up. It's called Do Not Go Quietly. And this book is really about the power of the aging process. And if you have elderly family members or you are an elderly woman or man, I think you might find great comfort in what my dear friends George and Sedina Capanelli have written in this book, creating this concept of the wonder of our aging and our elderhood. You might find some great insights there to share with other family members during the holiday seasons and during the season of winter, when so many of the people that we know choose to cross over.